Very good morning. Yes, boker tov. Parashat Pinchas. Interesting parasha, like all the parashiot. We are now in the beginning. We're looking at the parasha at the beginning. Pinchas. Pinchas is chapter Kaf Hey.
Tell them the English.
What? Yes.
What do you say?
I don't know if she's got the same thing. No, it's just not the same. It's not the same. Okay. By the way, Pinchas, before we start talking about Pinchas, when we write in Hebrew Pinchas, it would normally be without a yud. Pinchas, you can read it out of yud, but there is a yud in Pinchas. But the funny thing is that when you look at the Torah, how it's written, the yud is very small.
Tiny.
So you hardly see it. So the Rav Zalman Sorotkin says a beautiful thing. Who is Pinchas? We just now getting to know who he is. We didn't hear about him anything before this. This Pinchas is doing this unbelievable thing. And he's teaching us a big lesson. And the big lesson is... Sorry?
No.
Yeah, okay. So Pinchas is standing there seeing something happening, which is wrong. And everybody is standing doing...
Nothing.
Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, all the great people standing, doing nothing. And he decided to do something, and he does it. Now, first of all, is the question, this is a chutzpah, you know. If everybody is doing nothing, how dare you do anything? Because all the gdolim standing, they're doing nothing. How dare you do this? But he's getting this great blessing from God to show us not only he did the right thing, he did an unbelievable thing. Natati lo et briti shalom. I give him the covenant of peace. The guy killed somebody. Two people he killed. And he's getting a covenant of peace. Lehavdil elef alfei avdalot. It's like they gave the Pras Nobel for peace to Arafat. Yemach shimo v'zichro. Okay? It's the same idea. So, lehavdil elef alfei avdalot. There is a big difference. But we have to understand what's going on here. A guy is killing somebody and is getting a covenant of peace. You can give him a prize, you're giving him whatever, a special reward, but giving a covenant of peace for doing an action that is against peace? Interesting. The idea is very simple. Sometimes, in order to achieve peace, you need to go to war. Unfortunately, we all know it. We are a peace-seeking nation. And everybody, if we look at the way we were going through history, will know it and see it. But unfortunately, sometimes we need to go to war, and unfortunately, sometimes even to kill others in order to achieve the peace. It's like when we talk about what is Lashon Hara and what is Lashon HaTov. What is Lashon Hara?
Gossip.
Lashon Hara is using your mouth to do Ra. That's what it is. You don't need any other translation. That's what it is. Lashon Hara, you're saying something that is going to do Ra. It's going to do bad things. That's Lashon Hara. And whatever it is, even if you talk nice thing about somebody. For example, you know, this guy is very hospitable. If you need anything, you can go to him. And what happens? He used to be hospitable, but now he cannot be hospitable for the whole town. Everybody's coming to him. So did you do good or bad? You did bad. So even this is Lashon Hara. Now, when we are looking about an action, Bekano et kinati, we're talking about jealousy. Jealousy is a good thing or a bad thing?
Terrible.
What?
Jealousy is bad.
It's bad. But here we see that he's getting a reward for being jealous for God.
But that's different, to be jealous.
Oh, so there is a good jealousy and there is a bad jealousy, like everything in life. And Pinchas is coming to teach us a big lesson. First of all, the small yud. What is the small yud? You know, sometimes we stand and we see things happening in front of us and we say, who we are to do anything? Oh, all the big people, they do nothing about it. Are we right or wrong? So Pinchas is telling us we are wrong. When you see something wrong, you have to act. If you don't act, That's not good. במקום שאין איש, תהיה איש. No, where there is nobody, you be the somebody. And it's a very big lesson, because a lot of times in life, we see things, and because we don't want to get involved, we do nothing. And that's wrong. Last week, I bought a new car. 2 weeks on the road, maybe. And last week, going home. I'm turning left, blinking with the blinker, whatever you call it. And I see on the mirror a motorcycle coming right into me. And there is nothing I can do about it. Truck smashes, goes into the car. All the left front side is smashed. Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to him. I don't know how, nothing happened to him. And now you look at yourself and you think to yourself, what are you going to do now? So first of all, God is telling you, you bought a new car. What do you think? What is more important? The car or human being's life, or what do you do with the car? Put things in proportion. Sometimes we need a reminder. But the thing is, a few days later, somebody met you. You know, I saw you with this car and this. I says, yeah, it's about my car, a new car. I says, why didn't you stop? Maybe I needed help. And all you think about, that's life. That's exactly the point. You know, you see a friend, you don't stop.
That's
to
crazy.
See what's happening.
That's terrible.
Even if it's a stranger and you know you can help, you have to do something. And this is what Pinchas is telling us. You cannot ignore things that are happening in front of you. Of course, you have to be careful with your reaction and how do you do whatever you want to do. Because sometimes, yes, don't get involved. But think about it. Try and get involved. Try and help. Because if you don't even think about it, this is the opposite of Pinchas. And this is the small Yud. The small Yud is Yehudi Katan. A small Jew. There is no small Jew. Mom, sometimes you cannot see it. That you've got this big neshama inside. You don't see it, but it's a big neshama. And you can do tremendous things with this. And this is why the Yud is small. To tell us that even somebody that you didn't know about him, anything, suddenly he becomes a hero. Because he did something. To teach us that each one of us can do something. And this is a big lesson for us. Of course, I'm telling it and I'm saying it. You have to take it in proportion. Because what Pinchas did, we cannot do. Because when we try to understand what's going on here, all the things involved, Pinchas was purely doing this thing for God. And for Am Yisrael. And for nobody else, because the plague that started stopped the minute he did what he did. In other words, he did an act of peace. Because of him, peace came back between us and the Kodesh Baruch. And the plague stopped, and Baruch Hashem, we were saved. Because of an action that doesn't look so good. But when we learn what's happening here. This is why they say it's alacha ve'en morim kach. It's alocho, but you don't tell nobody to do this. Why? Because Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, what Pinchas did is, first of all, he risked his life. Because he went into the tribe of Shimon, and it was only a question of time that he would be killed. No doubt about it, by the way. This is what, like, let's say a suicide mission. Because imagine to yourself going into the Kasbah in Shechem to kill somebody, to kill, let's say, their leader, whatever. What do you think? You're going to survive it?
No. But look at this young soldier, who was given a jail sentence because he shot, wanted to be sure that the
terrorist was dead. You see, when we get into politics, I try not to get into it because my opinion is very, I think you know my opinion, but unfortunately, we are trying to be, how do you say, tzadikim yoter mi tzadikim.
Holier than thou.
It's no, it's worse. It's worse. It's worse than being politically correct. It's being better than the others. Or better than better.
It's holier
than
thou.
When people come on your border and want to go in, there is not one country in the world that would sit like this. They will get shot with no doubt about it. But when we try to defend our borders, we are villains. We are the push-in. And, you know, that's life. But we know what is right. We know what is right. And this is exactly what Pinchas is teaching us. But what Pinchas is teaching us is that when you want to do a certain action, it has to be pure, with no, nothing to do with you. Nothing connect, no benefit once or all, nothing. Then you can act. But the minute you have the benefit out of it, take it back and think if it's right or wrong. Maybe even if you have a benefit, it is right. By the way, it's not always wrong. But what Pinchas did was purely for God. And he risked his life, and he did it in front of everybody. Didn't hide himself. And this is exactly an action that by to tell nobody like us can do it. That's why it's halacha, but en morim kach. You don't tell nobody to do this action. So the lesson for us from Pinchas is that first of all, there is no small Jew. There is no yud ktana. It looks ktana, maybe sometimes invisible, because normally you write Pinchas without a yud, but it's there. Each one of us got the neshama inside. And we can do unbelievable things. So believe in yourself. And know that you have the power. And even if sometimes you see other people that you think are bigger than you, smarter than you, doing nothing, it doesn't mean that you don't have to do something. That's the big lesson for Pinchas, from the small yud.
But you also mentioned, you said something, when God wanted to create man, he consulted all the angels that you should create man to teach us that we also have to listen to people who have got a much lower level of education, you know, much less, because in certain things you know much more than you yourself.
Mikol melamdai iskalti. We learn, we have to learn from everybody. But you have to learn what to learn. But mikol melamda iskalti, yes, that's what we live on this. Because you see, if you think you know everything, nobody can teach you anything. If you think you know nothing, you can learn from everybody. But when you learn, you have to be careful. See, it's not we want to learn good things. Exactly.
So God says about consulting the angels, I want everybody to consult with each other, never mind what the difference in education or whatever. And Pinchas is said to be small Jew, he did a great thing.
And nevertheless, they say, and with Pinchas they say, that everybody was talking against him. And they said, how dare this son of a Midianite, because his father was married to one of the Midianites, and we're not going to go into it now, how dare he to do this? But I saw the Noam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech Milijansk, he writes an unbelievable thing. He says, the people, when they saw him doing what it is, and who he is, really, this guy that comes from of the Avodah Zarah, from an idol worshiper, parents like ancestors, and doing this thing, it made them move. In other words, in the positive way, they said, wow, we sit and do nothing, and look at him, this guy that nobody knows about it, and not only knows about it, he is not exactly comes from the best family, from the side of his mother, from the side of his father is from Aaron HaKohen, but from the side of his father, not such a great shidduch, but this guy is doing this and we stood and do nothing. In other words, when you do this action in life, sometimes you wake up also the others. Because you see, unfortunately, a lot of things in our, like for example, they started a new kashrut from Rabbanei Tzohar. And people sat and did nothing. And then the Rabbanim of Tzohar, because something started shouting, it's wrong, it's dead, then a few of the Rabbanim of Tzohar are going against it by themselves. Because they realize that they did a mistake. But sometimes you have to wake up the people. And the guy that wakes them up can be a very not important guy. But he's got this yud, he's got the neshama. That's why we have to do whatever we can. Because sometimes this small action we do doesn't have to be a big action, by the way. Sometimes a small action can become big. Maybe even from the only from the reason that somebody else saw it and realized that he's wrong. So now they realize that they cannot allow this. Why? Because you know, if you have a kashrut of the Rabbanut, and you have the kashrut of Tzohar, tomorrow you'll have a kashrut of Bet Hillel, and the next day the kashrut of the Reform, and the next day the kashrut of somebody I don't know where it comes from.
It confuses.
It's not only confuses, it's opening a gate for everybody to go to choose their own kashrut, which is not going to be kosher at all.
So you go back anyway to the
So instead of fighting, I always say that our problem is, for example, here in Ra'anana, I'm not involved, Baruch Hashem. We have now an election for the area. And I heard that all the religious parties are fighting with each other. So, yeah, they fight. You have a few religious parties, and they fight with each other. They don't. Instead of going together as one power, and the religious population in Ra'anana is quite big, and they can have a lot of power and change a lot of things in town for the benefit of everybody. But if you go against each other, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
On the contrary, you will have the other side in control. And this is why? This is exactly the opposite thing of what Pinchas is doing. This is the opposite thing of what we should do. We should try and do things together. So even if my pride is going to go down a little, be humble. Why are you in politics? Supposed to be there to do good to the people that elect you. So if you want to do good to the people and you realize that the only way to do good to the people that elected you is to go together with the other religious parties and be one power and then leave the fights outside. Find a way to work it out together. But unfortunately...
ego.
Yes, the ego, which is also always moving everything. And that's what Pinchas is teaching us. If you want to do something, the first thing is take your ego out. You've got no ego because this Pinchas, nobody knew about it. So, what is leading Pinchas? And this is something that we will see in the parasha later on when Moshe Rabbeinu is asking a man with a special spirit, with Isha Sheruach Bo, a guy with spirit. God is telling him, yes, I'm going to give you a guy with spirit. He is asking El Elohe Aruchot, God of spirits, in plural. And God explains to him, you need one with one spirit. And what's behind it? Moshe Rabbeinu means that a leader has to know the spirits of the nation, of the people he leads, in order to do the right thing. But God explained to him, yes, you're right, but he has to have one spirit. In other words, he has to listen to me, to God. He cannot listen to the people. Unfortunately, we all know in politics, they promise you, promise, and after the election, they say, before you talk to a person, after you talk to the wall. And that's exactly the problem. And when we want to do the right thing, we need a leader that has the spirit to go in the spirit of God and to understand the people and rule them, control them in the right way, not to listen to everybody, whatever he wants to do. I never forget, I don't know, maybe they do it today, but years ago, in Jerusalem used to be Hayat, now it's done Jerusalem, on Har HaTzofim. And they, on Shabbos afternoon, they used to have this girl coming to tour around by foot, and she used to come with a big dog. And the funny thing is, when we went out of the hotel to go for the tour, the dog was running in front, and if somebody looked from the side, it looked like the dog is leading. But the dog was looking every few minutes to see where this girl, his mistress, is going. In other words, he was adjusting himself to what she is doing. He was not really leading. And that's what we call Pnei Hador Ki Pnei HaKelev. The face of the generation is the face of a dog. Like the leaders today, they are like this dog. They look like they lead, but they don't lead. They just look every minute to see, where is he going? Oh, we go right. Now left. Now in the middle. You see, it's like somebody is on the right side of the political map, then he's on the left side, then he's in the middle. In other words, whatever is good for his seat. I'm now trying to invent a chair that goes with the people. You don't need to, when they go, the gold chairs goes with them. Maybe, I'm going to go a lot of money off this.
Traveled from Nebraska to listen to dance. The wife was there and arrived when he was when the Garden his granddaughter was getting married. He said she came to the Garden Rapids, the wife to dance with the Garden Rapids. The people asked him, wasn't that very difficult for you at the age of 100? He said it was very important that I did that because unity in our house is very, very important.
Except, but all should learn from him, and that's the unfortunately we have a lot to learn and a lot to do regarding this. But we try. That's why we learn the parsha, and we try to do what should we do. So when we're talking about spirit, what is the spirit in the human being? It's the thing that leads you in the right way, or unfortunately in the wrong way. Like we see, when the Meraglim came back, says God. Kalev had ruach acheret. He had a different spirit from whom? From all the others. So the spirit is the thing that leads you. But it can go, as we said in the beginning, everything can go in the good side and can go, unfortunately, in the bad side. When we talk about Pinchas ben Elazar, we see on the other side Zimri ben Salu. Pinchas is from the tribe of Levi. Shimon is from the tribe of Zimri ben Salu from a tribe of Shimon. Now, do they have a connection between them?
They should, but they
don't. Have a connection. Shimon ve Levi Achim, those two brothers that are always together. And they get a very strange blessing from Yaakov Avinu. You're going to be spread all over Am Israel. Levi and Shimon. Because they had this jealousy in them. They were jealous. They had kana'ut. If they saw something, they act. Like they saw something happen to the sister, they go and kill the whole town. That's the way they act. So Yaakov Avinu told them, see, this is your spirit, but this is what you have. This is your power. But use it in a right way. So I'm not going to concentrate you in one place, because it's like the Rav Nevensal says, it's like a salad. You make a salad, and you put all the salt in one corner. You cannot eat it. It's too salty. But if you spread the raw salt all over the salad, is tasty. So that's with Shimon and Levi. When you spread them among Am Israel, then they can do things. Because here and there you need this attitude. So as a Levi teaching everybody the Torah, and also Shimon and Levi are Sofrim. They used to be writers and teachers. And the way they spread, this is good. You need some people like this to teach the people. But you cannot have them living the life as together because you have it too much. So he spread them. And here we see the result. From one side, Pinchas getting up and doing a right action. He is on the right side of the spirit. From the other side, unfortunately, Zimri ben Salu, which is one of the head of the tribes of Shevet Shimon, is doing the wrong thing. Also, from the same point of view, going out and doing something unbelievable. You can do it unbelievable good and unbelievable bad. So we see unbelievable thing, the interaction between those two brothers that both got the same blessing and both the same way Bilam and in last parsha, Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu. They say Bilam had the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we see where Moshe Rabbeinu got us and where Bilam got the going. So in other words, we get the tools. We have to use them in the right way. And when we talk about the spirit that leads, I read I read about an interesting story about somebody. He was the Vada Bait. You know what Vadabait is? How do you say it in English? Vadabait.
Vadabait.
Is there a word for this? Vadabait. The committee of the house. I don't know what you call it. Yes, committee of the house. Okay, the committee. So he was on the committee of the house. And he wanted to everybody to be happy. And he had always, you know, this those people who complain. You know, if somebody did this job, you know, it's not easy. They were always complaining and complaining and complaining. Suddenly he found out, and he was trying to really to be very nice with them. And suddenly he was looking at the way people pay to him, and he found out those who pay on time never complain. Those who don't pay on time, those are the ones who complain all the time. And you know, it's funny. You know, there is a special thing Chazal said, that there is a special blessing to the 10 people that come first to Daven. Those who come first to Daven, they have a special reward. So they're asking, why are the 10 who are staying after not going up special blessing? Okay, the first one are getting the first blessing. Why don't you bless those who stay in shul after everybody? You know why? It's the same people. It's the same people. Those who came first and those who go last. And you know, you look at it, it's so true. You say there was a miracle, I think I told you, a miracle in the first temple, that when they used to stand, they were very crowded, couldn't move. If you once went to Shavuos morning to the Kotel or in Stichot, you cannot move them. It's really. But when they used to bow, there was a miracle. Everybody has a place, did a place to bow. And you have to, when you bow in the Mikdash, it means spread all your body on the floor. So it's really a big miracle. Believe, 1 minute ago, everybody's crowded. And then when you want to bow, suddenly you have a place to do it. So I think the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says, the same miracle happens every day in shul. When you come to the beginning of shul, there is nobody there. And in the middle, it gets full, crowded, you cannot move. But we come to Aleinu Lishabeach, v'anachnu kor'im u'mishtachavim, there is nobody there, there is a lot of place. So this is the same miracle, unfortunately, not exactly. But that's the idea. So what we learn today is that isha sheruach po, each one of us got the spirit inside of him. You can call it the neshama, you can call it whatever you want. And sometimes it's this small yud. What Pinchas is telling us, there is no small Jew, there is no small Jew. Each one of us got unbelievable powers. But sometimes we ourselves don't see them. So we have to know and realize each one of us is like a star. From you look from far, the star looks very small. But the closer you get, you understand how big it is. So each one of us, get closer to yourself. Understand this big neshama that the Kodesh Baruch Hu put inside of us. And understand that you can do things. You can do unbelievable things. You just have to dare. Of course, as we said, everything in the right proportion. And if we do this, we also will get this big blessing. V'natati lo et briti shalom. We will get this covenant of peace. And the geula will come b'mirah b'yameinu. Amen. Shkoye.